And the roof is our topic on this On the House broadcast. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Cara and Gilbert, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I moved into my house about 3 years ago. At that time, before we moved in, we had them replace the underlayment. And then they just replaced the existing roof tiles. The roof tiles are like a dark, bright red, which we just hate the color of, and was wondering if there's anything that we can do just to change out the color of the existing tiles, or if I'd have to just replace them.
Yeah, so it's kind of a hard question there. You can coat them, you can paint them, but what we've seen is that it's a really hard process. It doesn't look as well. You probably have some variation in colors on the roof, and it's just real difficult to replicate that really good looking concrete tile roof by merely recoating it or putting some sort of finish on it. Most of these finishes on the concrete tile are either baked in, they're all the way through so the sun won't fade them out, or they're coated on very, very thickly. So it's just, like I say, really hard to mimic the natural look of the concrete tile by any sort of finish on top.
Now, from my understanding on tile roofs, when we replace the underlayment like Cara did, you can do that once with tiles, but you can't do that a third time. Like, how often, how many times can you remove the tile, replace the underlayment, and put them back on?
Oh, so concrete tiles are a really cool thing. What happens is, and I could be a little off, but this is what an engineer told me. Once that tile's built, we actually have to wait a week or two after it comes out of the factory. It basically just sits there and hardens. When we install it on your roof, it will be the softest it will be in about 200 years. So what'll happen is it will spend the next 100 years getting harder and harder and harder, and then the next 100 years after that softening up. So in 200 years, your tile might need to be completely replaced.
So the work crews, if they handle it properly, that tile roof can be repurposed multiple times.
Oh, absolutely.
Stack it off. Okay.
I think we've done roof. We were the third time doing it. We're 60 years old or so.
So I was thinking and trying to talk to Cara is it might be more affordable to just replace those tile roofs instead of putting another coating on. But if you found a coating that worked, if that tile roof is going to last 200 years, it might be worth that investment.
You know, as cheap as tile is, like I was talking to Romeo before, it's not that expensive. It's by the time you factor in everything that you've got to do, you're almost going to be better off just taking it off, and you wouldn't even have to touch the underlayment if you do it right. You could just take it off and put new tile on without actually redoing the felt paper, and you could probably get it done relatively cheap, not horribly more expensive.
I guess that's really the question. Is it, what's the cost to replace the tile? What's the cost to put a coating on that's not going to last or look the way she wants it? Putting money and trying to change it would be better spent investing in a different color that she's happy with.
Yeah, I'd probably say just guesstimating. A good coating that's going to last about 10 or 15 years before it completely falls apart, you'd probably be looking at about $1.50 a square foot. And you could, without promising anything, but you could probably end up with right around $1.75 to $2 to take all the tile off and put brand new tile on there, lay it out, and without, like I say, without touching the underlayment, but you'd probably be under $2 a square foot.
So, sorry we didn't have better news for you, Cara. That wasn't what you wanted to hear. And she mentioned it was a dark red that they don't like. Darker colors are harder to change the color of because you couldn't put something lighter on there without having to put multiple coats on to really get the pigment color to change. So we appreciate the call. And again, sorry we didn't have better news for you.
Now, while we're still on sloped roofs, before we go to flat roofs, we've talked about the different materials that the industry has used. But what we haven't talked about is how important is every place there's a penetration. The roof stacks, the plumbing stacks, the exhaust vents, the dormer vents, venting, attic venting, Every place the roof comes up to a parapet wall or a dissimilar material. Talk a little bit about how you treat all of those things and how critical. I mean, if I've got a roof, the most critical points of that roof are any place there's a hole in it.
Absolutely. The last thing we want to have in a roof is a hole, right? So that's probably what I preach the most is you need to maintain a roof. It's, you know, they're so critical. Anytime it come, you know, you have a penetration, we're trying to do something that the roof really wasn't designed for. So we're coming up with flashings or sealants or anything like that. What happens is over a period of time, those will bend, break, wear out, dry out. That's why it's just so important to maintain your roof. That's what we'll do is we go up there, we check for the flashings, make sure that they're still tucked and put where they're supposed to. We will put the, you know, any tile that's moved, broken. Like you said, where they go up against the wall is so stinking important.
Oh, man.
It just, people don't ever think about when there's a leak, it's the wall. So they just figure it's the roof, where really it might be where the roof and the wall come together. So it's not really the roof's fault.
Very common point of failure. Here with Tyler Johnson of Johnson Roofing, talking sloped roofs. When we get back, we're going to be talking about all those flat roofs out there.